Exclusive, Representative Andy Biggs, The Danger of DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. By Representative Andy Biggs, R. Oz, on March 23, 2022. Last August, I introduced articles to impeach Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas because he has opened our southern border and issued orders directly contrary to our laws. Under his watch, millions of people illegally entered our country. Tons of dangerous drugs have infiltrated our neighborhoods. And violent criminals have been released into our communities. The onslaught against America continues from this dangerous Biden-appointed official. While the number of illegal aliens crossing our southern border set another record in February, 164,000+, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has seemingly decided that a greater threat is anyone who questions COVID orthodoxy or the integrity of the 2020 presidential election. Members of Congress on a border trip that I organized last weekend witnessed a steady stream of illegal border crossers, about one a minute. As one member of Congress told me, I was unable to attend as I was in Washington, D.C., I learned that many of these people were rich. My colleagues and I learned on this trip that many of the people crossing the border into Yuma, Arizona, take a different route from those crossing in Del Rio, Texas. Yuma-bound aliens often fly into the resort area of Cancun or Mexico City on a Mexican tourist visa. From there, they fly to Mexicali, Mexico, where they take a bus or Uber to the Mexican village of Los Algodones. They cross the Colorado River at the nearby Morelos Dam or just further south. Having entered the United States, they discard their wet and soiled shoes and clothing, dumping them into the desert, and change into new clean clothing. With their cell phones in hand, FaceTiming their illegal arrival into the United States, they proceed to a gathering spot to await transportation to the Border Patrol processing facility. Yes, there are bus stops for illegal aliens along the dirt road. There are portable toilets and washing stations. There are relief workers and water for the illegal border crossers. After their processing, the illegal aliens will most likely be transported to some place in the United States with a paper telling them to report to U.S. officials sometime after they arrive at their desired destination in the interior of America. Most never show up. Why would they? While Alejandro Mayorkas is irrationally provoked into spying on the Biden regime's dogma on COVID and elections, he has ordered Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officers to stand down on enforcing immigration laws. In short, Mayorkas wants to abrogate First Amendment rights. At the same time, he doesn't want the more than 1 million illegal aliens who have already had their day in the United States court to be removed from America. While I'm outraged at the willful abrogation of his duty to secure America's southern border, I am more troubled at the continued erosion of our rights under the Biden administration. Last year, more than 1 million people legally entered the United States while approximately 2.5 million entered illegally. Almost all of those 2.5 million entered between our ports of entry. In the meantime, Mayorkas, the nation's top security officer in charge of more than a dozen agencies that are supposed to protect America's homeland, is out to lunch. Instead of focusing his attention on the border crisis, Mayorkas' DHS was busy this month issuing a report on domestic violent extremism. The report, dated March 11, 2022, focuses on individuals who think that cloth face masks don't work against COVID, who question mandated vaccines, or who wonder whether the election that gave us the disastrous Joe Biden presidency was tainted. When did the children and grandchildren of the civil libertarians change their motto from "I may disagree with your opinions, but I will defend to the death your right to speak" them to "I may disagree with your opinions, and if I do, I will have you investigated by federal authorities, arrested, ostracized, and canceled"? Surely even the Democrats see the danger Mayorkas is to our national security and our rights as Americans. I call on them to join me in pursuing his impeachment. Congressman Andy Biggs represents Arizona's 5th Congressional District and is co-chair of the Border Security Caucus.